You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Friday afternoon. Let's check the cash grain market with Bruce Bostert. He's at the Ludlow Co-op Elevator Company out of Ludlow, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Bruce.
Good afternoon.
Do farmers begin to move grain just after the beginning of the year?
No, actually, cash movement has been really quiet since the first of the year. The biggest activity, of course, was picking checks up on Wednesday. Active there. There was a lot of cash flow because of that. Right now, kind of shell shock because of the downward move on the board.
All right. I wondered whether you had been moving much grain just as January deliveries had come, but apparently not in your area, or did you take them all in early?
We were taking them in early. Unfortunately, we had quite a bit of space available with the short crop, so we were able to take stuff in early when the weather was a lot nicer.
Does that mean your bids will be expected to be getting better in the near term?
Oh, the bushels are the bushels, and we don't have a whole lot to come in, unfortunately. I wish that would be the case. Now, with the board backing off, it does look like the bean basis might start to see it perk its head up. We've got a really strange situation with a real divergence between old crop and new crop in corn and beans both, and South American beans coming on and running out here in this country.
Yeah, so when we have talked in the past, you've had both a corn train and a bean train that have been headed to odd venues. Is that still going to be the case in the future?
No more traditional today. We're loading a bean train in Paxton today that's going to go to New Orleans or to the Gulf for export, and a corn unit here in Ludlow, and that's going to processors in Tennessee. So more traditional today.
Just offhand, would you normally ship a train all the way to New Orleans, or would it go to the river at some point?
Normally it would go all the way to New Orleans.
Okay, so yes. So the river didn't make any difference to you. Normally you would go by train. What are your bids for the day?
We're at $6.89 on nearby corn and $13.82 on soybeans. Who would think that sounds low historically, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. I understand. Hey, thanks so much.
And thank you.
Have a good weekend. That is Bruce Bostert. He's at the Ludlow Co-op Elevator Company out of Ludlow, Illinois. He joins us on the Closing Market Report for a Friday afternoon. You can always hear him again at willag.org. I'll be back in a couple minutes. We'll take a look at the weather forecast with Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.